Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my goal series. The two most important goals to have in life, the master keys and top two priorities in life that will turn all of your other dreams and desires into physical reality so that you can live them and have lots of fun and adventure and prosperity, etc. So why do you want anything? To be happy, to feel good. Why do you want the money and the honey? To feel good. Why do you want the success? To feel good. Why do you want the health and the wealth? To feel good, to be happy. The only reason you want anything is to be happy. Feel good and to have fun. To feel good about yourself. To be in a state of joy. And here's the clincher. Here's the master key that unlocks all the doors to manifesting everything you want. To get all the things you want that will make you happy, dun dun dun, you've got to get happy first. So the only goal that you really should have is, drum roll please, feel good. Get happy. Feel good. Get happy. That's it. The master key that unlocks every door to manifesting every single dream and desire and magically, easily brings all those dreams and desires to you is to feel good and be happy. Feel good and be happy. Feel good and be happy. And so, since feeling good is the master key to not only manifesting your dreams and desires, but also to achieving ultimate fulfillment, then that means that your only goal in life is and should be to feel good and be happy. But if your happiness is dependent upon external circumstances to be certain ways, like most people, then you are in trouble because there are way too many external conditions for you to control in order to be happy. And not only that, and here's another kicker, it's impossible to control external conditions. Boom! Mic drop! It is absolutely impossible, contrary to what everybody believes, it is impossible to control external conditions. So most people live their lives trying futilely every day to accomplish the impossible. They spend all their time bitching and moaning and complaining and judging about all the things that they don't like and don't want and all the people they don't like and don't want and judging and condemning unwanted things and people and situations and behaviors in a futile attempt to kill off or incarcerate or get rid of or legislate or kill off conditions that they don't want and don't like. And essentially wasting every single bit of their powerful creative energy that they could be using to actually create what they do want. So, if we can't control external conditions and people and behavior and situations, then what can we control? The only creative control you have is controlling how you feel. You can't control how other people believe or how they act or how they feel, but you can control how you feel about that or anything. You can't control the weather or the environment or the politics or the governments or corporations or the financial systems or people's beliefs, etc., etc., but you can control how you feel about all of that. And you can, most importantly, decide that you are going to feel good regardless of those external conditions that you have no control over. You can't control external conditions, but you can control internal conditions. In fact, your only internal conditions are the only conditions that you can actually control. And when you try to control external conditions and try to control the behavior of others so that you can finally be happy, well, you are setting yourself up for constant failure and making your life more and more difficult and a struggle. And ultimately, you are directly sabotaging your own happiness, prosperity, success, and fulfillment, because whatever you focus upon, you will get more of that. So, if your focus is on controlling the uncontrollable, like the behavior of others, then you will just keep attracting more and more uncontrollable people and uncontrollable situations. And you will keep beating yourself up and shooting yourself in the foot over and over again. And you will also feel helpless and powerless and depressed and feel like a victim to all of the uncontrollable people and situations, etc. And ultimately, you will be a sad, angry, bitter, and unfulfilled person. But as soon as you can let go of that futile focus of trying to control uncontrollable things and uncontrollable people and situations, that is when your liberation is finally at hand. Because power is not in controlling external conditions, as we have all seen 100 million times from all of the tyrannical rulers and despotic governments and corrupt religious leaders and corrupt corporate raiders, etc., etc., that are futilely trying to feel powerful by manipulating and controlling people and external conditions, which always ultimately fails miserably because they are trying to accomplish an impossible task, which is controlling conditions to feel good. Changing external conditions so that you can have a happy reaction to those improved conditions never works, because no one likes to be told what to do. And external conditions may be good today, but bad tomorrow. So your emotions are at the mercy of those external conditions. And that is the ultimate disempowered state. When you live your life just reacting to external conditions rather than creating your own internal conditions, which is the ultimate empowering state. And it's easy to know when you're on track and when you're heading down a dark alley, because if you feel powerless and angry and resentful and helpless and unworthy and not good enough and victimized and judgmental, etc., you have been trying to control uncontrollable conditions to feel better. But if you're feeling good, you're feeling inspired, you're feeling empowered, happy, creative, excited, passionate, full of vitality, then you are on the right track, baby. That means you are in an allowing state. That means you have been focused more on your own internal conditions and just focused on feeling good regardless of external conditions, and so you feel empowered and excited about life. You feel like you can do anything. You feel like you can accomplish anything. You're on top of the world. So to lead an absolutely prosperous, vital, healthy, love-filled, exciting, magical, and fulfilling life is actually easy. Just make your number one goal in life your soul focus in life, and your S-O-U-L mission and priority in your life, drum roll please again, to just feel good. Just feel good. Your goal is not to get the money or the honey. That's just a side benefit of your goal to be happy. Your goal is to not become successful or rich or famous or to help people or empower people. That's just going to be the natural results of your main focus, which of course is to feel good, be happy. Your goal is not to achieve financial freedom and have time freedom and live an exciting, free, creative, and fulfilling life. That's just going to be a natural result of you living a life where your main focus and mission and your desire and your dream is to feel good and be happy. So, how do you be happy and joyful and feel good regardless of your external conditions and the external conditions of the world? How do I be happy when there are so many unhappy and unwanted things in my life and in the world? How do I improve the quality of the world, considering the fact that I have no control over the external conditions of the world? Well, you get happy by starting every day in a state of joy before you enter the world of conditions. You've got to prepave your day vibrationally by meditating and affirming what you want. You got to train yourself to focus on what you do want rather than focusing on what you don't want. You got to tune your vibration into the frequency of abundance and joy before going out into the world. You got to do daily success rituals that will pre-pave your way every day to create what you want, which is a joyful and abundant life. And in that regard, I recommend emphatically my absolutely amazing Master Keys of Success in the Daily Success Rituals series at masterkeysofsuccess.com. You got to do daily processes and affirmations and visualizations and rampages of appreciation where you envision and write about what you want in your life that you know will make you happy. You got to train yourself to be excited about being, doing, and having what you want in your life, even though they are not physically here yet. You got to let go of your fascination with having external conditions to make you happy and enjoy the feeling of being, doing, and having those external and internal conditions, even though they are not physically here yet. You got to get yourself back to your natural state of appreciation, where you focus on all the things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and you pay no attention to the things that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. Because when you focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, will you attract more things in your life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Simple as that. Like the things you want in your life that aren't here yet. It's very simple. Focus on things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, that are easy to like and love, and then those things that are easy to like and love will come to you. And that includes the entire world, because that is the only way to improve the quality of life on Earth, which is improve the quality of your own life. Then you influence others with your joy rather than influencing people with your anger and judgment, which only creates more anger and judgment. You improve the world not by judging it into submission, by cracking your whip and whipping it into submission. You improve the world by loving it into surrendering to its own natural state of love. You improve the abundance and health of the planet by getting healthy and being abundant yourself. You cannot improve the abundance of the world by living in poverty. You cannot improve the health of the world by being unhealthy. You cannot improve the tolerance and inequality and improve the allowance and the generosity and the compassion and the caring of the world by being intolerant and judgmental. You cannot improve the love of the world by hating people who are unable to be loving. You cannot improve the wealth of the planet by hating people who have lots of money. You can only improve the quality of life on planet Earth by improving the quality of your own life. And you can only do that by getting happy and making your entire focus in life be to feel good and feel better and be happy. And to give, even if no one knows how to give back. To love, even if no one knows how to love in return. Love to love, not to receive love. Give to give, not to receive back. Be generous for the joy of generosity, not to receive because you have been generous. Be prosperous, not to feel worthy, but to feel proud that you are a powerful creator, able to create anything. Be prosperous to show others that they can be prosperous too. Be prosperous because it's fun and you can do fun and empowering things when you are rich. Be successful not to prove your worth and power, but to delight in your own awesomeness that you created that success. And be successful and influence others that they too have the unlimited power within them to create whatever they desire to be, do, and have in their lives. That's how you change the world. Not by protesting against what you don't like, but by creating what you do like and what you want more of and getting your nose out of everyone else's business. So get happy and all of your dreams will come true. Get happy and everything that makes you happy will magically and easily manifest in your life. All right, so that was goal number one. The goal number two is enjoy the journey, or life is about the journey not the destination. So, welcome to goal number two. In this goal series, which are the only goals you need in life to create everything you want. Now, the goal number one was, our first goal was to get happy and then feel good. And if you do that, then goal number two just comes naturally, which is to enjoy the journey. Because if you're having fun on a journey towards the destinations, then you've already succeeded. Because the only reason you want to achieve anything is because you believe it will make you happy and feel good. So when you're having fun on a journey is your main goal in life, then you're already winning, even before you get to your destination. So life is about the journey, not the destination. Your goal is the journey, not the destination. Part one, goal number one was about feeling good. So you want to make your number one goal in life to just be happy and feel good, regardless of external conditions, regardless if you have what you want or not yet. And this leads us naturally to goal number two, which is to enjoy the journey of creation and enjoy the adventure of heading towards your desires being your main focus rather than the destination, because your focus, your number one focus is feeling good. So if you're mastering goal number one, then you're naturally going to enjoy the journey. If you're having fun, well, you're naturally going to enjoy every step of the journey, whether you're there or not yet. You're going to enjoy every step of the adventure of creating your desires into physical reality and not be concerned if you have arrived at your destination yet or have manifested what you want yet or not, because your happiness is not dependent on your external conditions. So even though you're not at the top of the mountain yet, you enjoy every step along the way, because you can't have a happy result from an unhappy journey. So you're not looking for results and conditions to change to make you happy or so that you can feel successful or empowered, because when you're having fun on the adventure is your goal, then you're already successful and empowered. If you want success to feel happy, but you're having fun and you're happy on the journey to success, then your joy equals instant success, because you already have what you really want, which is to be happy. Because the only reason you want the money or the honey or the wealth or the health is to feel good, to be happy. And if you're feeling good on the way to getting the money, the honey, the success, the health, the wealth, etc., then you have bypassed the middleman. You've already got what you truly want, which is to feel good and be happy. And the cool thing about enjoying every step of your journey of creating your desires into physical reality is, if your desires don't manifest, you're still happy. And there's no stress, no deadlines, no worries, no hurries, no angst, no disappointment, because the fullness of lack of your desire does not determine your mood. And the topper is that when you are having fun on the journey of manifesting your desires, well, dig this, their manifestation is absolutely inevitable, because a happy journey always leads to a happy result. But if the manifestation of the destination is your goal and strategy to achieve happiness or empowerment or significance or success or fame or wealth or freedom, etc., like most people, then you have put yourself in the ultimate disempowering situation, and you have entered the disempowered world of victimhood, because your happiness and success and empowerment and significance, etc., are all dependent upon the fulfillment of your desires. They're dependent on external conditions that you have no control over. Your happiness and health and wealth and success, etc., are now dependent upon things outside of you that you have no control over, like other people who want different things than you. And you have now introduced resistance into the situation, which of course is going to block what you want, because the only way to get what you want is allowance, not resistance. You've introduced worry and fear and disappointment and politics and agreements and deals and other people's desires and other people's resistance to you getting what you want. and a million more external elements that you have no control over. And even if you can, to some degree, manipulate yourself and others around you to act in pleasing ways for them to give you what you want, it is way too much work and it drains your creative life force that would be more efficiently used creating a positive internal reality, which will effectively and easily actually create for yourself the life you truly want, which is a joyful, easy, and prosperous life. Because the only way you can actually change your external conditions is changing your internal conditions. The alternative just makes everyone else a slave to one another because everyone is trying to please everyone around them to be happy and get what they want, which only breeds resentment and more victimhood and causes people to die with their dreams unfulfilled because they were so busy helping everyone else fulfill their dreams that there was no time or freedom to fulfill their own. So remember, goal number one is to get happy and feel good. Goal number two is enjoy the journey. Have fun on the adventure of creation because you did not come to planet Earth for the creations, you came for the creating. You came for the adventure of creating those creations, not for the creations. Yes, creations are fun. If they weren't, well, then there'd be no reason to create them. But creations come and go, and monies and honeys come and go. But the experiences are eternal. The growth and the expansion and the memories are eternal. And there are always more goodies to create. More adventures to create. Life is an adventure, not a destination. And the adventure of creation never, ever, 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 ever ends. So enjoy the adventure. My name is Zakai, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zakairon.com for more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can create the happiness and the health and the wealth and the success and abundance and freedom that you desire. Thanks again for watching this video or podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!